This is Katie.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to
Celebrity Deep Dive. Here we review America's favorite celebrities and dive deeper into their off-screen lives. We cover everything from their childhood to their current status.
Today we're taking a look at our third celebrity for season two.
She's hilarious.
Popular.
And she has a pretty major role in Gilmore Girls.
Melissa McCarthy.
All right, so let's start off with her childhood. She was born on August 26th, 1970, in Plainfield, Illinois. That makes her star sign Virgo.
She was of Catholic religion and of Irish, English, and German descent, and attended St. Francis Academy, now Joliet Catholic Academy.
And she is an alumna of an LA improv group called the Groundlings.
All right, so moving on to claim to fame. Her acting debut was playing Melissa, that must have been a stretch, in Jenny in an episode of A Girl's Gotta Live in the Real World. I mean, the episode was called that, in 1997.
Mm-hmm. And her biggest role was as Suki St. James in Gilmore Girls. And Gilmore Girls, A Year in the Life, for 153 episodes from 2000 to 2007 and in 2016.
She also kind of tied for her biggest role, but this is kind of her second biggest. It was Molly Flynn in the TV show Mike and Molly, and that was 127 episodes, so more on Gilmore Girls, but it was still big, and it ran from 2010 to 2016.
Mm-hmm. So now we're going to talk about some of her other appearances. So she had television shows we're going to start with. She was Molly in two episodes of DC in 2000.
She was Dee and Amy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The voice of Dee and Amy in three episodes of Kim Possible. From 2002 to 2005.
She was the saleswoman in Curb Your Enthusiasm, an episode called The Surrogate in 2004.
She was Dana in Samantha Who for 35 episodes in 2007 to 2009.
She was Mindy Boone in Rita Rocks for 5 episodes in 2009.
She was Lynn McDonald in Private Practice, a episode called Best Laid Plans in 2010.
She was the host and Sean Spicer on Saturday Night Live for 9 episodes between 2011 and 2017.
She voiced Shelly in Penguins of Madagascar in the episode called Heir Apparent and Love Takes Flight. That's one episode in 2012.
And she was Melissa McCarthy as an executive producer in Nobodies for 8 episodes in 2017 and 2018.
She hosts and executive produces Little Big Shots, 13 episodes in 2020, so that's more recent.
Mm-hmm. Now we're going to go on to her movies. She was Sandra in Go in 1999.
She was Doris in Charlie's Angels in 2000.
She was Shirley in Drowning Mona in 2000.
She was Sky King Waitress in Disney's The King in 2000.
She was Cece Pincus in Pumpkin in 2002.
She was Marilyn in The Third Wheel in 2002.
She was the paramedic in White Oleander in 2002.
Her character was named Nico the Goth Girl in The Life of David Gale in 2003.
She was Tot Wagner in Chicken Party in 2003.
She was Amber Strang in Cook-Off in 2007.
She was Margaret, Melissa, and Mary in The Nines in 2007.
She was Selma in Just Add Water in 2008.
She was Becky in Pretty Ugly People in 2008.
She played the role of Carol in The Backup Plan in 2010.
She was Dee Dee in Life as We Know It in 2010.
In the classic movie The Bridesmaids, she played Megan Price in 2011.
She was Catherine in This Is 40 in 2012.
She was Diana/Don Budgie in Identity Thief in 2013.
She was Cassie in The Hangover Part 3 in 2013.
She was Detective Shannon Mullins in The Heat in 2013.
She was Tammy Banks in Tammy in 2014.
She was Maggie Bronstein in St. Vincent in 2014.
She was Susan Cooper in Spy in 2015.
In the movie The Boss, actually, yeah, the movie The Boss, sorry. She was Michelle Darnell, as well as a screenwriter and producer in 2016.
Mm-hmm. She was Darla McGuckian in Central Intelligence in 2016.
She was Dr. Abigail Abby Yates in Ghostbusters in 2016.
She was Deanna Miles in Life of the Party in 2018, and she was also a screenwriter and producer.
She played Detective Connie Edwards, as well as being a producer of The Happy Time Murders in 2018.
Mm-hmm. She was Leonor Lee Israel in Can You Ever Forgive Me in 2018.
And she played Kathy Brennan in The Kitchen in 2019.
All right, that was a lot of movies. Melissa McCarthy's been in a lot of stuff.
I know, right?
So we're going to go on to her current status now, her current work. She is Frances and an executive producer in Nine Perfect Strangers, which is to be announced, the date, and Carol Peters and a producer in Superintelligence for November 26, 2020. It is post-production.
She is set to play Lily Maynard in The Starling, and the year of a like release is to be announced, and it is post-production.
Mm. And she is going to be Lydia and a producer in Thunder Force, which is also post-production, but the date is TBA.
Also, she's going to play Ursula in the live-action Little Mermaid, which we've all been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
And that is currently in the process of filming, at least like from the websites that we researched from. And her role was confirmed in February of 2020, so we know that it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sure. All right. And I think she's going to do a really good job with that role. Personally, I think she can make the character the right balance of like funny, but also interesting and like villainous.
Yeah.
So she's going to do a great job with that. All right. So now on to her awards. She was nominated for 107 awards and she won 31. There are zero pending, but she did receive 4 honors. So they're not technically like awards, but they are honors. So Katie and I are going to go through the 31 that she won.
All right, so in 2011, she won Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series for Mike and Molly.
For Saturday Night Live, she won Outstanding Guest Actress in a Comedy Series in 2017.
In 2017, she won Favorite Movie Actress for her role in Ghostbusters.
For Bridesmaids in 2012, she won Best Comedic Performance.
And Best WTF Moment.
And in 2015, she won Favorite Comedic Movie Actress for Tammy.
She won that again in 2000. She won that again in 2016 for the movie Spy.
And she won it... the Favorite Comedic TV Actress in 2016 for Mike and Molly.
And one favorite comedic movie actress again in 2017 for her role in Ghostbusters and The Boss.
And in 2018, she got the Comedy Movie Star of 2018 for Life of the Party.
In 2013, she... won Choice Movie Chemistry for the movie Heat. The Heat.
Mm-hmm. She got Best Ensemble Cast in Bridesmaids in 2011.
In 2011, she won Best Supporting Actress for her role in Bridesmaids.
And she won Best Actress in 2018 for Can You Ever Forgive Me?
For Life of the Party and The Happy Time Murders in 2019, she won Worst Actress.
Which is not a great award to win.
Yeah.
She was also nominated for Worst Actress and Worst Picture for other, sorry, for other movies, but she won the Razzie Redeemer Award for Can You Ever Forgive Me? So I guess that redeems her Worst Actress.
She was the runner-up in 2014 for Best Supporting Actress for Saint Vincent.
She was Best Supporting Actress in Bridesmaids in 2011.
And she won that again for a different film society, I guess. In 2011, she was Best Supporting Actress for Bridesmaids and Best Ensemble for Bridesmaids.
And in 2018, she was Best Actress for Can You Ever Forgive Me?
In 2019, she won the Spotlight Award for Can You Ever Forgive Me?
She also won Best Actress in 2018 for Can You Ever Forgive Me Again? These are all for different award societies, though.
And she also won the Virtusio Award in 2012 for Bridesmaids.
And the Montecito Award for Can You Ever Forgive Me in 2019.
She won Best Actress in 2019 again for Can You Ever Forgive Me?
And she won Best Ensemble for Bridesmaids again in 2011.
She won Best Comedic Actress in both 2011 and 2013 for her role in Bridesmaids and The Heat.
And then Best Female Action Hero in 2016 for Ghostbusters.
So her honored awards, is that a part of that? Okay. She won Elle Women in Hollywood Award for Woman of the Year.
NATO CinemaCon Award for Female Star of the Year.
Star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 2015.
And the MTV Movie Awards Comedic Genius Award in 2016.
All right, so I think that finally concludes our awards. I feel like that took really long,
It
but
did.
it's okay.
All right, so now we're going to go on to her family. Her mother is named Sandra McCarthy, and her father is Michael McCarthy. Then she has a sister named Margie McCarthy.
She is married to Ben Falcone or Falcon in from. They've been married since 2005 to currently, and they have two children, Vivian Falcone or Falcon and Georgette Falcone, whatever.
And fun fact here, both Vivian and Georgette played a younger version of Melissa McCarthy in her movie The Boss.
I mean, who better to play than our own daughters, huh?
I know, speech today, it's not going too well. All right, so now we're going to move on to the news section. So Melissa McCarthy and her husband recently celebrated their 25th wedding anniversary. She claims that she quoted hit the jackpot with her husband. So initially they met in a comedy group called the Groundlings, which I mentioned earlier, and they were both writing sketches for it and doing improv together, and that's where they met. So she says that she and her family don't have the most serious household in the time going on. So this is a quote from her. There's a lot of serious stuff happening in the world, and we don't have to have it in the house. I always say I'm living in a constant old Calgon commercial where every single day in our house there's people yelling, people coming in and out, people riding through the living room. Our youngest is constantly on some kind of wheeled thing ripping through the house, and I just kind of love it. So she seems to be in a great position in life. She loves her husband, her family, and seems to be in a great place.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense that their household is in quote serious because they met in a comedy group. Like, that's gotta give you some intel for life.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So now we're gonna move on to the lightning round, where it's just a bunch of random miscellaneous facts that we didn't couldn't fit in any other subject. I mean, section. So, yeah, Ella, you wanna start?
Okay, so first, Melissa McCarthy was a high school cheerleader, which doesn't quite seem like her personality.
Her first dream was to be a fashion designer, which came true when she launched her 7-7, her own line of women's clothing in 2015.
One of her other favorite hobbies is home renovation.
She actually studied fashion at Southern Illinois University.
Jenny McCarthy and Melissa McCarthy are cousins, and I mean obviously Jenny McCarthy, but Jenny McCarthy is also very famous for her other works.
So before she had the role in front of the camera and she became an actress, she worked at a pr as a production coordinator for the show The Weird Al Show.
And before she became a comedy actress, she was a stand-up comedian. As I said before, she worked with that LA group, but she also did other stand-up comedy.
The last fun fact is the role for Lorelai's BFF, which if you didn't know, we're quoting Gilmore Girls, which I love that show. Fun fact about me. The role of Lorelai's BFF, Sukie St. James, which Melissa plays, was supposed to go to Alex Borstein, but she had to drop out, so Melissa McCarthy took the role. So it wasn't necessarily casted for her to play, but I know if you're a Gilmore Girlfriend, you can't imagine it being anybody else. Like, she portrayed it so well.
So I haven't seen too many episodes of Gilmore Girls, but even in the ones I've seen, she's kind of iconic.
When I was looking up her stuff and going through the pictures and just her like iconic Suki with the bandana in her hair and the pigtails. Sorry, I just love Gilmore
You
Girls.
really do. She's been talking about it the whole time we were researching this episode.
And one of the main reasons we did Gilmore Girls is the well did Melissa McCarthy is because A, she's iconic, and B, Gilmore Girls is a very fall show, and it's like November, you know,
It's going to
fall,
be
so
fall and
fitting.
cool out, at least where we are. I mean, maybe you live in like Hawaii and it's real warm now. That'd be nice.
That's all the information we have today on Melissa
Make
McCarthy.
sure to tune in next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and subscribe to our podcast to listen to our weekly episodes.
And follow us on Instagram at Celebrity Deep Dive and Twitter at Celeb Deep Dive, where you can suggest other celebrities and other information you want to hear about.
Also, don't forget to share this episode with your family and friends.
And check out our website, which is linked in our bio.
All right, Katie, before we close out, we have to do our weekly check-in.
We are at 2,462 plays. That is a lot. I think we increased 200 more since last episode, which is crazy. Like, we're getting so many plays, and we are so grateful to all of you guys. So keep
We are,
listening.
and we currently have 44 Instagram followers. So keep working on that too, guys.
Okay. So thank you so much for listening to
Celebrity Deep
Celebrity
Dive.
Deep Dive.
Bye.
Bye.